producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Six past the hour. This is Scott Hannon on the road, actually headed for Bismarck for What's on Your Mind today, and Leon Francis, the host of the Common Sense Club, you know, our morning conference call said, you know, I've got a really tight schedule there. He and the Fargo tech crew, of course, are dispatched 24/7 to solve IT challenges and fix your computer issues, and so. He was working his day job, so I said, "Hey, no problem. I'll cover for you while you slide in." Leon's term was, "I'll be coming in hot today." I didn't even know what that meant. When he gets here, he can tell us that, though. I think it means by the skin of my teeth. Been there, done that. And it gives me a good opportunity to tell you that Blanquita Cullen and Ellen Ratner will be here with the Golden Girls in a little bit, and you'll get Leon's take on. The NFL, you know, as usual, the media can write a narrative that's pretty powerful. And the narrative they've written now on the NFL is that there's a bunch of thugs playing in the NFL, and the facts are very different than that. Although, you know, there's some bad actors, right? And the old story about, you know, you get one rotten apple spoils the whole batch. Well, you know, hey, guess what? That happens in a big way, which is why I think they're so forceful. By the way, while you slept, Adrian Peterson is now no longer on the Vikings, off the Vikings, on the Vikings. So now he's back off again. Obviously, Ziggy Wolf. I actually posted on Facebook that Ziggy Wolf might make a great foreign policy advisor to the Obama administration. You know, this sounds like, ISIS, not a threat. ISIS is a threat. We're going to manage him. No, we're going to destroy him, you know. Maybe Ziggy missed his calling. He had to be advising President Obama on that. So we're going to talk about that today on the program, too. Here's a very important question that I have for the greatest audience in all of media. Our listeners here on the Flag Family, AM 1100, AM 1090. You are the reason we get up every day. Serving you is what we're all about. And I have a very important question for you. Do you want to fight ISIS? You. Now, before you answer that question, we have the luxury of having the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth fighting for us. But they're not going to fight for us unless you want them to. Because politicians right now have licked their finger and stuck it in the air. Left, right, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Liberal, I mean, all of them. The only way we are going to take on the evil of ISIS is if we want it. And by we, I mean Joe Schmo, you and I. Nobody of any elected position, no politician, no foreign policy expert, no pundit, none of that. We got to have the guts for it. And if we have the guts for it, we'll drag the politicians along. You know, right now the loudest voices are the libertarians and the liberals. Let's not do this again. Let's not go there. ISIS is in the game. ISIS is in the game. They want a battle. They've said confrontation with the United States is inevitable. I believe we have an opportunity right now, if we engage in this battle, to do what we could have done had we known what was happening in Afghanistan pre-9/11. Get in there and rout them out. Stop it dead in its tracks. But you know what? The worsification of America is alive and well. And the politicians, they don't lead, folks. They wait for their cues from you. So I really, 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 really want to know, do you want this fight? Because if you do, we'll get it. If you don't, I think the United States of America, as we've known it, is going to take another big, big hit. Am I wrong? Leon's in the chair now. Do you want this fight, Leon? Do you want it?
We're going to get the fight anyway. That's what I'm. That's my message. And I know I'm going to get the folks saying that I'm a warmonger and blah 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 and this and that. But the way you stop a bully from being a bully is you don't just bloody his nose. You make sure that he's on the ground. You make sure that everyone sees. You make sure that you kill the will for him to get up and bully someone else. That's where I come from. And that's kind of old school. It's what my dad taught me. You got to make sure that these folks don't even have the will to challenge us again. So you don't just knock them down. They're going to get up. Their nose is going to heal and they're going to be out bullying someone else. They might not bully you directly, but they're going to bully someone else. You make sure you don't leave a smidgen of a doubt in their head that if they get up and they bully someone else.
We're not there. We have the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief right now, who's drawing a line against brown troops in Iraq with sending 3,000 to flippin' West Africa to take on Ebola. Like Ebola's a bigger threat than ISIS, for crying out loud. Now, why is he doing that? Because we're war weary, right? Again, this is up to us. I'm done blaming a president. If I never say the guy's name ever again, I'll be the happiest guy on the face of the earth. But you know what? And I'm guilty here. I'm guilty of wanting to talk about everything but him. And anything but a national politics or foreign policy, because it feels helpless. It feels helpless, and it feels like we can't affect any change. That's part of the reason we are where we are. We're to blame right now. We're going soft. This is part of the wussification of yours truly and too many people. If we want to do what you've just suggested, and I agree with everything you said, then we've got to let our voice be heard, because in Heidi Heitkamp and John Hogan and Kevin Cramer and Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar and, you know, Congressman Peterson and the South Dakota delegation and the Montana delegation, they'll all follow our lead. They're waiting for us. But the sleeping giant's sound asleep now, snoozing with a monster nap. We need to wake up, I believe. But I don't know. I don't know that people are where we are. Man, I don't know. I think they're war weary. They want to just sort of, you know, wish it away.
I think that they've bought into the narrative that if we just kind of stick our heads in the sand and we pull out and we stop irritating the nice terrorists, then, you know, they're going to go away and they're going to go, wow, America is nice and we're just going to, but that is not going to happen. These folks are bent on destruction. They are bent on terrorism. They want to kill us. For whatever reason, our allies over there, they don't have a lot of confidence in us. So what's going to happen is if we do what the politicians are going to do, which is nothing, and we do what the libertarians want to do, which is be isolationist, and we do what the Democrats want us to do, which is to stick our heads in the sand, but what's going to end up happening is they're going to get a foothold. And we speak with bated breath about the Islamic State, but that's exactly what we're going to have. We're going to have growing.
And by the way, we've seen this movie before. Again, Afghanistan plotting and planning for 9/11, and they pulled it off. And these guys are saying, look, inevitable. It's inevitable that we'll have a confrontation with the United States. They want this fight. We. And you're exactly right. They want the fight. If they want an Islamic State. And if we're saying, no ground troops. And by the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer was on the program with us yesterday telling stories about members of Congress that represent places like Fort Hood, and where all the best of the best of our military are. They've actually talked to the troops and said, you know, what do you want? And they're like, hey, number one, we're worn out, we're stretched thin. But you know what? Send us. We don't send other people to fight for us. The troops who volunteer to serve this country, they want the fight. Right now, the commander in chief, the politicians are holding them back.
Yeah, air raids are not going to do it. Just bombing them from the air, that's not going to do it. I mean, the collateral damage is going to be nuts. Two, it's going to be ineffective. It's good for a support, in a support role. But if you want to rout out these terrorists, these pests, we have to put boots on the ground. We got to allow our military to do what they do best, which is win. Get in there, get the bad guys, and get out. That's where I'm coming from, and I totally agree with you. And if you have a differing opinion or you just want to add 855-217-76 extension 2, I want to have this conversation. I think we've been timid. I think we have not been having this conversation the way it needs to be had, which is out front, brutally honest, and we need to take a real look at this issue. And then we need to act, and that's something that our president isn't really big on acting. Really big on the words. He's an orator.
You know what though?
But I'm
done blaming him. We need to speak with one voice and loudly if we want it. That's why I think we need to ask that question today at 855-200-1776. The American people want it. It'll happen. And by the way, I think you got to run through your stats on the NFL too, because I think that's another good story. Take that one out for a spin from with Ellen and Blanquita after you ask them why in the world Ebola is worthy of brown troops, but ISIS isn't. Oh, my gosh.
And that kind of worries me anyway. What are we going to do over there with 3,000 troops, fighting Ebola? I don't get it. What is it, crowd control, martial law? What's going on there? But we're going to ask Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. Thanks, Scott.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at Chase on the Lake, beautiful Walker, Minnesota. Golfers, listen up. You already know how great golf can be in the fall, right? Especially in northern Minnesota with the colors and all the fun. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and the Chase. Check it out. The Chase on the Lake package includes one night lodging in a classic hotel, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Longbow Golf Club. Both great courses. I lean towards Tiana, but you know what? Get a load of this price. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129. If you'd like a weekend, just $30 more at $159. Now think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by itself. Then golf at a championship golf course, throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at about half price. One night in a classic room at Chase on the Lake, one round of golf at either Tiana or Longbow, and one meal at the 502. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, enter promo code Scott to get this great fall golfing package. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey!
We're back. We're back. This is Black Family Radio. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and I think Scott was referencing my reference earlier that I was going to be coming in hot. That means that, you know, I'm out on my, you know, Fargo Tech detail, which I have to get back to. And, you know, I'm was going to be in, you know, I was driving legally, adhering to the speed limit and all of that stuff. Don't want another ticket. But, yeah, I was going to be in here by the skin of my teeth, and I normally call that me and my guys, you know, we're coming in hot, meaning there's not going to be a lot of time for chit-chat. Don't pass, go, don't stop and get coffee. Get in, sit down, get to work, that sort of thing, coming in hot. So just so you folks are familiar with that term, in case you hear it again from me, I want to thank Scott for sitting in. We have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum, two gals who are just chock full of common sense. Love having the conversation with you, with you folks every morning at 8:20. So how are you doing?
Well, Leon, you know what they call it. You know, my grandfather used to call that. They call you a gasper.
A gasper?
And that means you're coming at the last minute and you're gasping for breath.
Well, I'm not in too terrible of shape, so I don't gasp. There you go. I'm looking at my pecs right. No, I'm kidding. I am kidding. So a couple of questions that we were going to, and I don't think we have Ellen yet, but a couple of questions that Scott and I had for you. One, boots on the ground, yes or no? Do we have the will as the American populace, the folks? Are we war-weary? Do we need boots on the ground? What is your take? What should we do about the ISIS situation?
Well, the generals say that we need getting boots on the ground. It seems like Obama's listening to his political people. He's sending out the boots over there to deal with Ebola, but not deal with the threat of terrorism.
Oh, we talked about that.
It's just mind-boggling, okay? And when you have the general standing up and saying that this is what they would recommend, you know, we're sending in our troops not to win. We're sending them into place. And when it comes to the lives and the well-being, the sovereignty of this country and the national security, for God's sake, I mean, listen to the generals and put the boots on the ground and have a strategy to win.
That's where I'm coming from. We have to. I mean, we have to face this now, or we're going to be facing it for a very long time to come. You don't just knock the bully down. You make sure that he understands in no uncertain terms that his behavior will not be tolerated. But that's just my two cents. I want to go out to Jim in West Fargo and ask, you know, point of view on this issue is?
Well, I'll tell you, Leon, I always find it fascinating, and even though I'm a conservative guy, a little bit of libertarian leanings, fascinating that those who want to call for sending ground troops in, putting their lives in harm's way, have no skin in the game. They're not out there with the guns in their hands. They're not the ones with the helmets on there. Scott Hannon, he's not out there. Neither are you. You know,
That's a fair point.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Either you or you take your son down to the recruiting station and sign him up so they can go fight this war.
Brilliant. Is my son a soldier? My son is 13, man. And I guarantee you when he is of age, he will join the military because I'm raising a patriotic kid. But
you don't have to be patriotic, though, Leon.
You guys want
the war so fast. You know, if you've ever
nobody wants war, man. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war, but we have people being beheaded. We have Christians that are being, genocide is being committed on them. Have you seen the pictures of the kids out there that they are beheading, dismembering, disfiguring, the girls that they're doing this to? What would you have us do? When Hitler was running around.
This is what I would have them do, Leon. I have no problems with the United Coalition. I have no problems with providing advisors and weapons to these people, okay? But you know what? It's time we quit intervening ourselves around the world in other people's business. And you know what? As far as these
other people's business, people are dying.
Let me finish, Leon. Okay, there's people dying in this country, too. You know, my question is this. These guys, these reporters that went over there and got beheaded, they chose that choice. They knew the situations they were getting into.
Oh,
you know,
brother.
I feel for them.
Wow.
But you know what? They put themselves in harm's way.
You know, let me tell you something. I have had to oversee Voice of America, Radio Free Europe. That was my job. I was their boss. And trying to get to some of these journalists to put their lives on the line to be able to get the information. And you don't really give a darn whether the guy lives or dies.
So that we can sit in front of our television and say, wow, look at what's going on over there. Wow, I mean, so we can provide entertainment to the American
isolationists,
people.
I guess. Entertainment.
I'm just an intelligence, not rushing off to war and sending our kids to get killed.
You're actually pretty limited because, frankly, it's surrounding us. If you would learn what's going on. It's not just there. You need to know where the Russians and the Chinese and the terrorists are and start looking at this more like a chess game instead of playing checkers, buddy. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are terrorists at the border right now. I'm over here in California and I'm from Texas, and we've known for many years that terrorists are crossing the border. But no, let's not.
Really, where are those terrorists at? I'd like to. Where are the terrorists at?
Where are the terrorists at?
I agree with
Jim,
you.
Jim, thank you for your input. Thank you for your input.
Let me just finish, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
What really bothers me is when you have very limited thinkers. They're not even worried about trying to. I'd like to know where they are, too, but for the first thing, the president won't even tell us where all those thousands and thousands and thousands of people crossed over in the border. He won't let the governors know. He won't let the national security teams know. Because why? I mean, the fact of the matter is, I lived through what happened at 9/11. I was in front of the Pentagon. And that guy's got to wake up. If people don't want national security and they choose that option because they don't want to go to war, fine. But there are people in this country that have to do the heavy lifting for guys like that, and he shouldn't be so ruthless about journalists to cover this. I'm fed up with those guys. I'm sick of those guys. You know, I've seen the conditions that a lot of these guys are in, where they are in 11-by-11 cells. You know, I've actually been all around the world and had to deal with that kind of garbage. And, you know, that guy would have other people fight his fights so he could sit home in his nice little home and suck his thumb and tell us how bad we are. I'm fed up with those guys. I really am. I'm sick of them.
You and me both, Blankita. I don't understand that line of thinking at all. And to throw it back at someone like Scott and someone like me, you know, why don't we grab a gun and go over there? If that's where my strength was, you know, and grabbing a gun, and I would do that. I mean, I have no problem doing that.
I deal with a lot of the vets. I am not just sitting on the sidelines selling tacos. I get out there and I deal with the vets. I'm dealing with a lot of the families of the vets.
Right.
And frankly, I am just sick and tired of this pomposity. It makes me, I'm kind of fed up with it.
I am too. Thank you, Blankita, for bringing a modicum of common sense to the Common Sense Club. Thank you. Always love having you on. We'll be right back right after this break. Stan, hang on the line.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, that was a rousing conversation, rousing discussion. Stan out in Buxton, we're going to take you before we go to our guests. So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I heard the gentleman calling, and the first comment is, oh, why don't you go? Or, you know, only people who have skin in the game should make the decisions. If we had decisions like that, then, you know, you're talking all the congressmen who don't have, who've never served, they shouldn't be able to make a decision. That includes this entire administration. Now, I'm a 30-year right. retired vet. I was in the first Gulf War. I was in the Iraq War. I was in numerous deployments. My son is currently in the service. And I understand that sometimes we have to go into bad places to deal with bad people so they don't have a chance to come over here and mess with innocent people. And we
right.
fully understand that risk when we raise our hands. All the while, the last 10 years I was in the service, we had numerous people who volunteered after 9/11. And these young people would come to me and they're like, hey, Chief, how can I deploy? Chief, can you get me over in the AOR? Chief, I joined the service because I wanted to go ahead and do what I could do to protect this nation. That's a good group of people. They fully understand what they're getting into ahead of time. And by the way, I've had friends that have died. You know, we're killed in both the conflicts, these conflicts. I've got friends that have been injured. I understand the price that has to be paid, but the price of freedom doesn't come free.
Absolutely. And that whole Wilsonian leave the world to its own devices, that led Germany to get so far in both world wars. I mean, he tricked an entire country into following his insanity. So we can't stick our heads in the ground, I mean, in the sand. We can't be isolationists. We have to sometimes rise up and pound the bully back to his senses. And thank you, Stan, for your service, for your sun service, and thank you for the conversation.
Take care.
Now we have Scott Taylor, who chairs OPSEC, and that's a group of former Special Forces operatives, and we're going to get his take on the Benghazi hearings, on this administration. We're just going to get his overall take on those two issues. So, Scott, are you on the line?
I am. It's good to be with you guys this morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Having kind of a heated discussion this morning. Didn't know it was going to turn into this. But there you go. You got a lot of different opinions anyway. So I want to ask you, what do you think the state of our nation is right now? Especially when we're thinking about terrorist organizations like ISIS, we're thinking about what happened to our own ambassador, the handling of these issues by this administration. What is your take, sir?
Well, nothing like an easy question right away, right? What's the state of the nation? No, you know, let me say for to your viewers, it's great to be with you guys. Look, we have a leadership deficit. We have a trust deficit. We have a lot of fear. We have a lot of misinformation that's coming out there. You know, we have a president who talks about he's so concerned about looking through the lens of domestic politics and how he looks personally rather than national security. You talk about no troops on the ground, no combat troops, which is, of course, complete BS because you have over 2,000 soldiers there right now. Every single one of them are combat soldiers who were there. So I think that, you know, American people want to be talked to straight. Look, if you know, you come out there, this is the deal. These are who these folks are. This is what we're going to do. This is our strategy. But he just can't bring himself to do that. So you have a leadership deficit. You have a trust deficit. And then, of course, you asked me about Benghazi and the state of that. And, you know, we just saw this other article that's coming out that if confirmed that Hillary Clinton's folks close to them were destroying documents to protect them politically. And then that goes into the trust deficit. I don't think there's been a time in our nation's history where you have such a trust deficit with the current civilian leadership there. You know, you just had a military member on speaking about us doing our jobs. And, you know, everybody in the military knows, look, you know, we go in there on behalf of folks who aren't going there. Regardless of where it is, when it is, we got the civilian leadership that's telling us what to happen. The commanders in the military give us the orders. We go do it. But right now, you have so many veterans out there. You know, I'm in Virginia. I'm a delegate in Virginia. We got over 800,000 veterans, and all of them are questioning the civilian leadership and the trust there. And that's dangerous. That's extremely dangerous. And I think you have more of a division now in this country than you've had in the history of the nation.
Why is it dangerous? I mean, I have my ideals on why that's such a dangerous mix, but I want to get your point of view. Why do you think that this perception of a deficit in trust with our civilian leaders, why do you see that as being so dangerous?
I see it as being extremely dangerous because of a couple of reasons. One, there's politics. While wars always are political in one sense, politics has no place on the battlefield itself. When you have put folks in harm's way, they're there. You know, you had your military guy there. We come in, we do a job, we get it done. That's it. There should be no politics on the battlefield. You should not have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and high-level ranking generals out there utilized by civilian leadership as political pawns, as speaking on speaking politically. You know, they should be speaking about military stuff. We're advisors to the civilian leadership. This is how it is on the ground. They should not be playing into the politics and being used by the administration to do so. And if not, they get fired. I mean, that is extremely dangerous, and it completely erodes the trust and that sacred relationship between civilian leadership and our military leadership in the country.
Understood. What is OPSEC?
So OPSEC is a group of former special forces and intelligence officials. We came together in around the election year of 2012, and basically, you know, our communities of special forces and intelligence, they're small communities, they're tight-knit, there's some overlapping, of course, there and working together. And we started to see, starting with the bin Laden raid, when you had the administration worried about their reelection campaign, so they started releasing national security secrets. And the bin Laden raid is a perfect example where you know who did it, what they did, what the tactics were, what they had on the helicopter, what they found on target, what they did afterwards. And that's extremely dangerous to not only the operators for their lives and then also potentially compromising future operations, but also to their families. You know, if you know what group did it, it's not hard to find out where they live and where the kids go to school. And so you started to see that. You saw a series of national security leaks from very high-level, non-named administration folks. Now, it's just important for your viewers to know that
just because you have a top secret security clearance doesn't mean you have access to all information. Things are very compartmentalized. Only certain people know about, you know, for example, the Stuxnet virus in Iran. You know, so you had this series of leaks all aimed to make the president look strong on certain things on national security for his reelection. So when you had these intelligence folks and special forces, we came together. There was emails flying around, and we formed a group and decided to fight back, basically, as veterans, because when you're in the active duty military, of course, you can't say anything as your commander in chief. You get in a lot of trouble. But once you're a veteran, you got your First Amendment rights, and you can speak out. So we were doing it on behalf of folks who weren't able to do that, and we formed together, OFSEC. We raised a bunch of money. You know, politicians only pay attention when their political lives are at stake, and that's when we came out against the current administration, Hillary and Barack Obama, and what they were doing to stop those leaks that affect our brothers and sisters who were on the front lines and continue to fight to this day. When Benghazi happened, we started on that as well, too. Right from the get-go, everyone in the organization, anybody with any kind of security background knew that that was a planned attack on these guys. And then the cover-up, as you know, is what's the worst thing and hurts the trust of the American people. So we helped generate tens of thousands of signatures to form the select committee. We worked closely with Congressman Wolf here in Virginia to make that happen. And now we're still very involved with the select committee as well, and also making sure that the truth comes out and that the American people get the truth.
Absolutely. I think about what's going on right now in this administration. I think about when I first heard, you know, the whole Benghazi hiccup, you know, that when Rice came out, something didn't sit right with me. And then the more the story developed, it just leaves me scratching my head. When you say that there is a deficit in trust, absolutely, absolutely. Did you see 13 Hours, the Britt Baer interview with those three guys, with the Tonto and those Special Forces guys?
I did, and there's three individuals who are on the ground. Now, granted, their perception, their view is, of course, from the tactical level and from you know, from there, rather than the whole strategic thing. But still, you know, when they're being refuted by the State Department's spokesperson and even Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama during all that stuff, what they were saying, we know that that's now not true. And I would put my trust in those guys any day. I'm watching their body language when that was going on. And I think anybody out there that's serving in the military could probably put themselves in their position. And what happens, and your previous caller said, you know, he had lost folks. We've lost 72 Navy SEALs in these two conflicts, many of them great friends of mine, one of them my best friend. Those guys would do it all over again. They'd be chomping at the bit to get into the fight to help Americans who are under fire. So I trust in those guys 100%. I could see it in their body language that they were conflicted. They wanted to get in there. They wanted to get in the fight to help people. That's what we do. That's American, and that's what our leadership did not do. And I think that's horrific, and it sets a horrible precedent for our nation.
Do you think that we're safer? And this kind of goes into the conversation we were having earlier. Do you think we're safer the way we're fighting this war? I remember GW saying, you know, if we pull out, if we don't do this thing right, you know, we're going to be revisiting a much worse enemy down the road. I remember that. So I kind of want to just get your a point of view on that. Do you think we're fighting this intelligently? These folks, they've already declared war on us, in my humble opinion. How do you think we should proceed?
Look, you know, when you take it from a atmospheric view, when you talk about U.S. national security policy in the Middle East and how that formed, it formed over decades, and it's difficult to pivot that in one president. So, yes, people can argue whether Bush 1 or Bush 2 or even Barack Obama were right for going in there, but let's look at where we are right now. and the decision to remove all troops with a timeline was a stupid decision by the president that was completely done through the lens of domestic politics. And that's just not reality in the world. You know, the problem with this administration, they want to see the world.
Scott, that music means we're right up against a break. Can you hang on? Can you give me a couple more? Good deal. We'll be right back with Scott Taylor on the other side.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 stew butter and potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 stew butter and potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
So we We are back. This is the Common Sense Club, and my guest, and I am Leon Francis. My guest today is Scott Taylor, and he chairs OPSEC, and that's a group of former Special Forces and CIA officers. And these guys have raised a ton of cash, and they are challenging. They're challenging this administration on various issues, not the least of which is the lack of public trust, which I think is a beast of their own making. And a lot more recently, the whole Benghazi kerfuffle. I'll put it that way. A lot of spin going on around Benghazi. We got folks that are saying that it's not a big deal. What difference does it make? We have lies, open lies by this administration that need to be addressed. I am very happy that they have this select committee and it's investigating. I just don't know how much trust I have, you know, that they're going to actually get us some meaningful answers. And even if they do, whether or not this administration is going to hold anyone accountable. I guess those are my concerns anyway. So do you share those concerns? Do you think anyone is going to be held accountable for what happened over there in Benghazi, Mr. Scott?
Well, we absolutely share those concerns for sure. I mean, we haven't had anybody held accountable in a couple of years now, and that's by design and strategy of the administration. They want to push it past when nobody's paying attention and only a couple, you know, talk radio and Fox News is covering it. That is absolutely their strategy. I mean, you know, unfortunately, the American public, a lot of times, if, you know, Paris Hilton gets another DUI, then they'll focus on that rather than Benghazi, which is so important. But I'm confident in Trey Gowdy. I've been very impressed with him, and not just because he's a Republican, but also his fairness. I mean, he wants a fair hearing from both sides, stuff like that. And I think it's extremely important to you know, like the allegations just came out with Hillary Clinton, they destroying documents. That should be important to everyone, regardless of who you are. That's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an American issue of trust and folks who are in those positions and corruption. That's something that has to be looked at by both sides. And I would urge my Democrats voters to do that and Republicans to look at that because it's not good for anyone. Do I think the administration will hold the people accountable? Absolutely not. It's going to have to be an outside source that would do that.
And I'm looking at, let me see, 5 monitors with all the major news outlets on them. I don't see one story about that. I mean, I do not see one single headline that said, you know, the Clintons or this administration shredded documentations. I see absolutely none. I think that it shows the moral bankruptcy of this administration, not just this administration, but the mainstream media, as a matter of fact. We're inundated with all of the it's bread and circuses, in my opinion. We're inundated with all of these, stories about the NFL football players and the Kardashians and Kanye West and all of that stuff. That's plastered all over the place. But something with some real consequences, like the Benghazi, what happened there, I still don't have a clear picture, and I guess the mainstream media has just moved past that.
Not only do you have a trust and a leadership deficit in the country, but you have a journalistic deficit as well. I mean, they're not obviously doing their jobs. They don't have to just slant it one way or the other, you know, whether talk radio or even Fox News in some respects would do, or MSNBC for their own side. There needs to be no slant here. They just need to report what's going on right now. That is a significant development, regardless if you're a Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green. It doesn't matter. That is corruption at its highest levels, and it's important that the public is aware of it and that they hold people accountable.
Where do folks need to go if they want to find out more about OPSEC?
So our website is opsecteam.org. Opsecteam.org is our website. And you can find us on Facebook as well, too. We'll be in the media. We do a lot of interviews, and we're committed to making sure that folks are held accountable and that the truth comes out with things like Benghazi and that we're not putting our folks that are on the ground in harm's way and hindering future operations.
Well, and this is Scott Taylor. He is the chair of OPSEC, and I want to thank you and your organization for everything that you do. I want to thank you for your service and for all of the folks that are over there at OPSEC that have served our country and are still serving our country. I want to send you a big patriotic thank you from the Common Sense Club.
It's our pleasure. Great to be with you, and great to be with that success story that is North Dakota and the folks that are out there.
Oh, man, we love it here. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You do the same. When we come back, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Scott Hannon. We're going to have some open phone time. I want to discuss this. I know for a fact that Scott absolutely wants to discuss this. What do we do now? Is one of the burning questions on your mind the moral bankruptcy of this administration and the mainstream media? One of the burning questions on our conference call was, you know, what do we do over there in Iraq? What do we do about the ISIS threat? Are we going to stick our heads in the sand? Are we going to hold ourselves accountable? This administration is sticking its finger in the wind and taking the political atmosphere, the temperature, and he's going forward that way. What is our obligation? We're going to talk about that at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. Four nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus four nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. Six meals, four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.